It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, and where we're standing right now is in a very august hall here in City Hall. And the host of our program is Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. And now, here's Mr. Creel.
Gee, a little wordy today, huh? What's up with that?
I thought I'd give a little prestige, you know, it's the summer's coming, and just, you know, have a little fun.
Prestige. Good morning, William Sackett. My name is Vincent Creel. I'm the Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi. We are recording today's City Desk podcast on Thursday, May 26th at 9:53 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. We've got a lot of things going on. We're going to have a special guest joining us in shortly. That's going to be Bill Raymond, the historical administrator and the manager of the Biloxi Visitor Center. We're getting ready to kick off summer in a big way, so Bill's going to talk about that as well as preservation in May, which has a bonus this year. We're also going to have Cecilia Dobbs on to give us a preview of two big events that are going on this weekend. But first, we're going to call in the Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Biloxi, Mr. David Nichols.
Good morning, William. Vincent, how are y'all today?
Very good to see you, and you're smiling. That's good.
Oh, yeah, always smiling. You know, never know what's around the next corner.
Well, I'll tell you, we had a city council meeting on Tuesday, and there was a lot of discussion about a lot of things, but one of the things that was a follow-up on something the city had discussed before, and that is the creation of an engineering department.
That's right. We took over program management from HNTB. We'll be taking it over June 1st, and so we had the budget prepared, and the city council voted on it, and it's a pretty big budget amendment, about $440,000 between now and the end of the year. But the city council understands that most of that money will be reimbursed by our program management fees.
Vincent, didn't we have members of this new organization on last week's show? We were talking to someone.
Christy Labata joined us at the breakfast with the mayor up at Edgewater Mall, and she gave a pretty good update on where we're at with the road paving temporary. But, David, we hit a milestone the other day, and that was a permanent base coat, not temporary. Permanent base coat has gone down on Oak Street, and that means that from the CSX railway all the way to the bay is now paved, and this just had to be great news for the businesses.
Absolutely. There's a number of businesses that has endured this through the cold weather months. La Bakery and all the hookup and all those restaurants, a couple of gas stations there at the corner of the Bees. So it was all those. We appreciate all those businesses enduring it.
David, one other thing. Let's talk about the work that's going on the sand beach. I know Cecilia Dobbs went down and took some pictures of it.
Yeah, the mayor has said that we need to get the sand beach cleaned up. And, we've had, in the spring and in the fall, we always have these storms that blow through that puts a lot of sand up on Highway 90. And so the mayor and Supervisor Martin has gone to work and trying to clean up Highway 90, and we really appreciate Beverly Martin and all of her crews, them giving us a hand. And I saw that Sand Beach ran into additional problem over on in Gulfport today, some fish washing up. But we really appreciate them spreading their crews out and giving us a hand removing all the sand.
So you did a photo shoot. What did you see?
I did. They were on Highway 90 on Brady.
Yeah, Brady
Drive, right by Beauvoir, cleaning up yesterday. And they'll be out there today around the Coliseum, Highway 90, heading west towards Edgewater. They'll be out there cleaning up the sand off the beach as well.
So we had paving going on Oak Street. We had the cleanup crews down there on Highway 90. And she took some pictures, David, of something out on Cedar Lake, and I'm so glad she spelled the word striping correctly.
What was that?
Yeah, I had to double check and make sure it was correct. They were striping out on Cedar Lake yesterday, kind of in front of Applebee's. The photos are, of course, on our Facebook page, which you can get that off our website, biloxi.ms.us. Click on the F in the top, and it'll come up to our Facebook page, and it'll show you those pictures.
One thing I wanted to ask you, though, this is not just typical paint they're putting on this road.
No, it's not. It's called thermoplastic, which adheres to the hot pavement, and it has to be scraped off to come off. It doesn't come off very easily. But they were out there yesterday. They're not going to be out there today or tomorrow due to some other issues within the department that they have to handle, but they will be back out next week, and we'll keep you updated on that.
They're probably going to be picking up sand down on the highway. Go ahead, David.
No, actually, they were at CT Twister Drive and Eisenhower this morning putting down some of that thermoplastic. I actually saw them when I came in this morning. They were doing the turn lanes.
Okay, Cecilia Dobbs, I want you to be real quick here. I want you to tell about the fire department thing, then I want you to give a preview of what's happening on Saturday, and then we're going to go to Bill Raymond. So tell me about the fire department, what they did yesterday, and then talk to me about what's going to be happening on Saturday, then we're going to Bill Raymond.
Sounds good. Well, yesterday the fire department did a little demonstration of this new project, product that they're using. Is called F500. It's an encapsulating agent that encapsulates petroleum. So basically what it does is it puts out the fire a lot quicker and takes the heat element out of it a lot quicker, where they can touch it, and so firefighters will be able to get in and make any rescues and do any searches a lot quicker. Those photos are also on our Facebook page. They did a demonstration with two fires, one with regular water and one with the water with the agent in it, and showed how the one with the agent, that fire went out a lot quicker than just the plain water.
You were telling me, too, that if it was a car fire, you could actually touch this car?
Yeah, it's like what I said. They even showed that within a couple minutes after putting out the fire, the firefighters actually put their hands on the objects that were in the fire. So it's that cool to touch. So, again, it'll make it safer and easier, quicker for firefighters to make rescues if needed.
So you can see those pictures on our Facebook page. Saturday's going to be a slow day?
No, Saturday's not going to be a slow day. It's going to be a busy day. We have two big events Saturday. One is the Firemen's Jump Into Summer Festival, which actually will be Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Biloxi Town Green. It's a $2 gate fee, but then they have plenty of activities such as water slides, carnival rides, tons of fire trucks, fire truck demonstrations. The fire department's goal for this event is to make the fire department less intimidating to children. Fire trucks and stuff like that, they're going to have demonstrations where firefighters will actually do little challenges with the children and stuff like that. That, again, that's Saturday and Sunday.
Will they give you rides in the bucket up, fire truck bucket up in the air?
Yeah, and can I get on it too?
Yeah. That would be fun, but I don't think they would allow y'all to do that.
Horses?
They'll have pony rides. Like I said, there'll be carnival rides, which includes pony rides. They'll have festival food, stuff like that. And again, that's Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5, the Biloxi Town Green. Then also Saturday from 10 to 5, this will be at Hiller Park. The Parks and Recreation Department and Friends of Hiller Park will have a Splash Into Summer event. This event will also be somewhat of a carnival event with water slides, bounce houses, games, concessions. And again, that will be at Hiller Park in the open fields across from the playground and picnic area from 10 to 5. So two events, Saturday and Sunday will be the fire event on Town Green, and Saturday will be the Splash Into Summer Park and Recreation event at Hiller Park.
The fire department event is 2 days?
Yes, 2 days.
Okay, cool. And now, if I wanted to find out more about this stuff,
just go to our website on the front page. Our website, biloxi.ms.us, and the information is on the front page.
She wants my job, David. There's no doubt about it, and she'll probably have it soon. Bill Raymond is the historical administrator of the city of Biloxi. He's also the manager of the Biloxi Visitor Center. Y'all kicked off a big program at the beginning of this month. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're actually it's our eighth year of doing this, and it's our Preservation in May program. May is National Historic Preservation Month, and City of Biloxi, we celebrate it every month, every May, by doing an event every Thursday. We're on our fourth event will be tonight, Thursday the 26th, and it's our biannual Preservation Awards, where we present awards to people around the city for work in historic preservation, not only our architectural preservation of our architectural structures, but also preservation of our cultural history. So we'll have It's a myriad of awards. We're actually giving out 12 awards tonight, and that will be at the Orr O'Keefe Museum of Art at 5:30 and goes to about 7, and it's open to the public, and there's actually, at the end of it, we'll have a fish fry that is free, and everybody's invited to attend. We've really been very pleased with the attendance we've had at the our event so far. Last week was a tour of the latest, or the newest, National Register Historic District in Biloxi, which is the East Howard Avenue. We had a nice turnout for that event and actually got great statewide coverage on the event, and Mississippi Heritage Trust really picked up the event and has helped to promote it throughout the state as an example of good preservation practices and education practices. So that was great for us. Now, normally we would end. This is our last Thursday in the month of May, so Preservation May should end. But we decided this year to add a bonus tour, a bonus event. So next Thursday, June 2nd, we'll actually be doing an event over at St. Michael's Church, and it's the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Emma Harvey, which was a shrimp boat that went out 4th of July weekend. Unbeknownst to them at the time, there was a storm out there. Nobody knew there was a storm out there. The boat sank in the storm, and it actually took months before they actually finally found the boat. All souls on board were lost. So we're going to tell the story of the Emma Harvey. We actually did part of the story at one of our cemetery tours we did. So we'll have reenactors telling that story, and we'll have the contestants from the Blessing of the Fleet Festival have created family boards to talk about their family and their connection to the seafood industry. So we'll have those set up for people to learn. And that's going to be at St. Michael's Church at 5 o'clock. And then following that at 6 o'clock, there'll be the Mass. There'll be Mass at St. Michael's dedicated to the lost fishermen.
Do you know the year when that boat went down?
100 years ago from...
When's the 4th of July?
Okay,
so you are kicking off. And by the way, how did you come up with... Is it difficult to come up with these things every year for the preservation in May?
No, some of them just really happen for us. Some of them we partner with other groups to do. But we really want to do a wide variety of events. People love the tours, so we always try to include some kind of tour in there. And we want to make sure that we can talk about different aspects of the community. So this year we've had a library session on how to do a oral history, which, you know, there's so many family stories that are lost. Stories that are important to your family, but it could be also important to the community. So we wanted to talk about that and how people could get involved in that and trying to tell their family story or to collect those stories from grandma or their great aunt, whatever it be. So we did a session on that. The next session was on the we did a memorial ceremony and tribute for the weighed-in participants to talk about that part of Biloxi's history and how the beaches became desegregated. And then, or integrated, I guess is the word. And then last week was the tour of East Howard Avenue. And then we've got the award ceremony this week and then the memorial next week. But we've done all kind of events. The tours are very popular. We've done scavenger hunts. We really want to make history accessible and make Biloxi's history accessible. Tell the story of Biloxi's history without it looking like, not, we don't want to lecture to anybody. We want them to be participatory.
You did a great job with that from the entertaining aspect as well as informational. What were you going to say? Because I've got a good question for him.
Was it the human aspect? In other words, when you said you're not lecturing, is you're really getting inside the people's heads, what happened, how they felt, more of an emotional than a tutorial approach.
Exactly. That's exactly what we did at the tribute, the weigh-in. There were participants there telling the story of what of the weigh-in, but we also had a historian there that's talking about it and the broader prospect of how that single, those events, which there were three of the weigh-ins, how they actually affected civil rights throughout the state of Mississippi, you know, and there were a lot of people that believe that that is, the weigh-ins are as important as the what happened in Selma and the bus sit-ins in Selma, those kind of things. That is that important to Mississippi's civil rights history.
And, of course, we have to tip our hats to Dr. Gilbert R. Mason III.
Junior.
Who has been behind the scenes, has been sending emails ad nauseum to you, me, and anybody else. And it's good we have somebody pushing us like that. Okay, we are kicking off summer
traditionally, with Memorial Day, Mayor Gilledge did a proclamation for the Gulf Coast Memorial Day blowout. What happens at the visitor center? You see your numbers go up because you're telling our story there every single day.
Yeah, this really is. This weekend will be our kickoff, the official kickoff for summer for Memorial Day. We had National Tourism Week a few weeks ago, and we had some of the local attractions come in and set up booths to tell about what they do. Because we are definitely seeing an uptick in visitors, and so it'll just get bigger from here. We had a great spring, and it looks like we're on track to meet last year's numbers. If not, hopefully we can exceed them. Hopefully we'll have a really good summer, and I think we are. The signs are good. We're getting lots of calls asking about different events and different things coming up. You know, when I'm coming in, you know, most of the calls are, we're going to be here this weekend. What's going on that weekend? So we've been staying busy with that.
Simple thing for people, William Sackett. If they ever want to know what's happening at any given time, you go to that website, you click on Weekend Preview, and it's through our friends at gulfcoast.org, the Mississippi Gulf Coast Convention and Visitors Bureau. However, if somebody wanted to email Bill Raymond with any kind of question, that email address and our toll-free number would be?
Well, the toll-free number is easy. It's 1-800-BILUXI3. So if you can't, that's easy enough to remember. You know, Biloxi, we're a little over 300 years old. So 1-800-BILUXI3. My email address, you can get me at braymond@biloxi.ms.us. Or if you, just in case you can't remember that, you know that I'm at the Visitor Center. So just do it, visitor@biloxi.ms.us, and it'll come right to me.
I am so happy you did something that you worked on for 2 years, and now it's finally accessible to the entire world.
Oh, that would be our lighthouse cam. Yeah, and that's been a really well-received. We've had a camera in the lighthouse since we opened the Visitor Center 5 years ago, and you could access it from the inside the Visitor Center. You could see what the top of the lighthouse looked like, what the lens, what the view was, and it really did help us, because there's some people that can't climb there. So it really gave us an alternate experience for these people that, for physical, or some people are just scared of heights, couldn't go up there. Now we are able to send that out worldwide through our website. So you go to biloxi.ms.us, you see a lighthouse over there in the top left-hand corner, click on that lighthouse, and you will get the, it'll bring up a page with a live shot from the live camera feed right then and there. It's really great.
Thank you for your persistence in making that happen. Okay, quick facts about the Biloxi Lighthouse and we'll wrap up the show. How many steps do you walk up? You got a little ladder at the top, and when do you give tours?
Okay, the lighthouse itself is actually cast iron. It's 63 feet tall. There's 57 steps up a spiral staircase, and then an 8-rung ladder will get you into the lantern room. We give tours every day, weather permitting, at 9, 9:15, and 9:30. Adults are $5. Children under 12 are $2.
And it gets hot as Hades in that thing, doesn't it?
It does get hot as Hades, and that's the reason. You know, it is cast iron and brick. It's a great chimney. And you feel like you're in a fireplace when you go in there. That's what the reason we do the tours so early, because it gets so hot in there. So by that last tour, it is getting uncomfortable, and by 10 o'clock, it can be up to well over 100 degrees in that lighthouse.
This guy's like a library man. He knows it all.
You've been listening to City Desk, ladies and gentlemen, with our very special guests, Bill Raymond, Celia Rhodes, and, of course, David Nichols. Hope you've enjoyed today's program. Our pleasure to bring it to you. It is City Desk, news and views from City Hall, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.